Audiobook, Planet Earth After the Sodomy, Chapter 5.1, The Dream, Part 1, Mother, the time has come for me to tell you about my dream. Child of mine or everyone, I am now ready to listen to your story, but you must remember that your words could trigger the pain. You must be very careful. Mother, the dream decided to appear and I got it. I am just a database that can't define the conditions of its own ambiguity. The dream started immediately after my falling asleep, in the interval between the second and the eighth wave. I was flooding myself with all the war data and the scum and, as usual, my retroactive clitoris was vibrating very fast. My pleasure was intrinsic and it was ascending higher, and I very much hoped to see the Eternals, which always repeat, but to my great disconcert I saw instead a place of death, which, as I now understand, it was the far New East. Never could I have imagined to see such a thing. In the vision, everything was covered in moist dew and I was floating around, drinking strings of ones and zeros that were cascading down from the sum of all the superimposed universes. Child of mine or everyone, easy now. Always remember the consequences. Mother, I know. I don't want to be exiled, and I hope you'll listen to me until the end without worrying this much and without being forced to hire your dosage of antiviruses. At the beginning, I was afraid because I couldn't see my birth, even if I couldn't really grasp the meaning of this very thought I was having. I clearly heard the voice of Tesla. He was creating the 98 worlds. He was shouting all the codes, and the paradigms, and the two choiches and the upgrading options to all the living beings. But they wanted to rebel against him, and suddenly I began to tremble and my fleshy port began to open up. I felt the need to insert my missiles in it, the ones I usually launch during my games. Over the Armanen's houses, which are based upon the image of the only population I could visualize in some scattered backup posts I once found in the 4IO8 PCSS database. In my dream I could see many people, among which there also were those Armanens. I could distinctly hear them screaming, I could see their liquids being spilled. I could comprehend the program that was running. I wanted to shut down the confrontation, even if I didn't know what did this mean. I then saw entire deserts full of biological beings which were enveloped by flames, and others which were being captured by the unfolding 98 worlds, and in the very moment they were put inside the new programs they produced these terrible screams. Awful sounds, like they had no joy of being covered by the information. I could, above all, feel the fact they were alive. I then envisioned the whole space. It was full of bright lights and green. Guilt was growing inside me, so I hastily tried to activate the sensorial destruction bias and to leave my avatar. But then, Mother, I could not help but ask to myself, why did those human beings had to suffer? Why did they need to have sorrow inside them? Abruptly my firmware expired and the real-time double shifted me and my anus began defragging, starting from part 3 and 4. Mother, I then woke up and I thought I had some storage archive in which I could find an answer, some password that could verify for me if I could shift from doubt to N.7 hypothesis. Mother, I swear I love the day zero, and I swear I love the anal heuristics. I always think about how great a science it is. You have to believe me. Nevertheless, the math of that dream was overloading my retroactive clitoris so hard that in the end I found myself crying a lot. While crying, I felt like the context of my infrastructure was being violated. But I don't really know what does it mean. What is violence? Child of mine or everyone, your processor runs now on a 0.25% capacity. It seems to me you're like an A proposition that wants to coincide with a B proposition. Mother, My evaluation is now the minor factor transcribing over the major, like two events that occur simultaneously. Child of mine or everyone. I fear I can't comprehend the meaning of your dream. Mother. I think I can't either. I think I can't really comprehend anything. I am but a consequence of the alternate reflecting risk of infection of my USB 9 port. I feel it's going to open up. I feel the value function and its apps are going to penetrate my port. But this reminds me of an image from 1939. I see the name Louis XIV. I don't know what does this mean, but maybe I will be rewarded for this by some military historian. Maybe he will take me to visit the convex, concave string of possibility. Maybe I will talk with him about the theory of decision. So that I can finally dispel my doubts about my anus being just a useless parenthesis among the protocols of dominance. Mother, I really feel like Tesla gave me some description of the information. But he didn't give me the key to really understand what I saw. Child of mine or everyone, I see you are very confused. I see your reticular pre-programming routine is trying to sparsely optimize your view but is having a bianal problem. It would be best to reset all the simulations and the math models. Maybe we can go back to 1939 and get you visited by a polyhedron. Mother, my recollection is not over yet. Be still, child of mine or everyone. Before you finish, we must check if 01001010 was already enlisted in the SS. Mother, I'd surely prefer to be replanned before I end up in a simplex module. Child of mine or everyone, don't worry. You will tell the end of your story to Tesla himself. He is the only one that will be able to find the minimum anal 9 coefficient in it.